Now, I'm going to move the furniture around a bit. Ian, please come out. I've asked Ian to play the king in this little parable of Jesus. And the king looks very forbidding, but really he has a kind heart.
His middle name's Trump.
Jesus told this story because one of his disciples, Peter, came to him. And Peter had a problem. He wasn't sure how many times he should forgive someone. He maybe thought, well, some people said three, and he maybe thought seven would be a good number, because it's a good biblical number, seven times. But Jesus said to him, no, Peter, not seven times, 70 times seven. And it's not really a number. It means you need to go on forgiving and being prepared to forgive. And so he told this story. There was a king who was settling his accounts with his servants. Settle the accounts. And there was one servant. And this servant, I don't know how he managed it, but he owed the king 55 billion pounds. And so he went to the king and he said, please, I beg you, please forgive me my debt, because I can't pay. And the king showed his kind heart and he forgave him. Now then he went out. Now Bill, come up please. And he found a fellow servant. And this fellow servant didn't owe the king money, but he owed the servant who'd been forgiven this vast debt. He owed him £5,000. Don't be alarmed. It says this in the story. He took him by the neck and began to choke him. And he said, pay me the money you owe me.
I can't.
And he said, he can't. Listen, he said, I can't. Which is almost the same words which this servant had begged the king a moment ago. And instead of having mercy on him, he gave him over to be put into prison until he should pay the whole debt. Now, this was seen. His fellow servants came and told the king what he had done. And the king was very angry. The king had a kind heart, but he really cared about injustice. And he ordered that servant to be put in prison until he should pay the whole debt. A parable is a story that Jesus tells with a point. And the point, he says, is this. This is how your Father in heaven will treat you unless you forgive your brother or sister from the heart. Our Father in heaven has a kind heart, but in some ways he's very stern against injustice. Thank you, Ian. Give a big hand to Ian and Bill for helping me.